vessel, greater than before known. Arouse, for you must justify me. By myself, but write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. You've made it to Friday night. You've made it through the work week. You've made it to World Poetry Open Mic. And I'm Jay Todd, your humble host. Sitting next to me, the man that wears 50 Shades of Grey, he is Michael Amade.
50 Shades of Grey every day. By the way, I think I should make a website, a clothing website.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. I'm not going to do that.
All right.
No one steal my idea.
I won't.
So it sounded like you were coming from the distance very quickly.
I know.
It's just like from far away, I hear your voice.
It's the,
I'm really just
the Sasquatch in the studio. The way he's flawlessly running our board. Amazing. Thank you, brother.
Well, I'm trying. Thank you.
All right. And sitting next to him in the production booth, we have the Phantom.
Hello.
We're all around him.
Now, there's a reason why she's in the production booth.
There is a reason.
We have a guest.
Yes.
Our first ever repeat guest on World Poetry Open Mic. But are we going to spoil the secret now or are we going to save it?
I think we should do it now.
All right.
Yeah.
Rejoining us from her awesome performance in July, her name is Anya. Anya, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing great. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. And you're going to read in between callers, so you're armed with lots of poetry, I take it?
Sort of.
All right. So we do poetry here. We want 1 to 3 minute long poetry. We want it clean. We don't want anything that rhymes with the word truck. I'm kidding. Sort of.
Like a dollar?
No, not buck. All right. We also want it not hate speech. We don't do that here. Other than that, we don't censor poetry. So if you're easily offended, I apologize right now. We do have a caller on the line. Our normal warm-up caller gets the crowd ready to go. Please welcome Ellie.
Hi, Jay Todd. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just great. It's Friday night.
It is.
And we're all together again.
I know. It's our poetic family just having a reunion every Friday night.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I've got a poem for you called Rose of Life.
All right.
Okay. I am unfolding gently beneath your loving touch, becoming. I let wholeness breathe my petals free, awareness. Sweet, fragrant spirit, touching senses into life, wisdom. Giving beauty back to the universe, knowing. Each petal, sweet miracle of life, oneness. We are hues of color, yet one in spirit's blossom.
Well done. Ellie, as always, you're rocking it.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I wrote that one about 15 years ago, and it was published on the whole back cover of an avant-garde newspaper called The Light Reader in Philadelphia.
Nice.
That was my first little publication.
Now, are you anywhere near Philadelphia now?
Oh, yeah. I live about 20 minutes outside of Philadelphia.
That's not bad. Close enough that you can get into town to enjoy the arts and everything, but far enough away that the gunfire doesn't bother you.
Wow.
I know. You're
on a roll, brother. Hey, Ellie, how you doing?
Hey, Michael, how are you?
I'm doing very well, thank you.
You sound great.
I feel great.
Oh, that's good. Well, how's Phantom?
She's doing good. She's waving at you. She's kind of hiding behind the half-squatch in the production room.
Oh, okay, well, you blow her a kiss for me.
He doesn't know she's there.
I'll be listening as usual, guys. It's always wonderful to hear your voice, and you do a fabulous job with this show, and I want to thank you for that.
Oh, thank you very much, Ellie.
All right.
If you want to call next week, it'd be great to have you again.
Oh, I'll always be here. You know that.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. If you want to call in like Ellie, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. Also, if you, just for the future, if you want to have a poem read on the air, you don't feel like calling in, you can always go to worldpoetryopenmic.net and send it into the contact form there.
Exactly. I'm forgetting, we forgot to pay our bills, so I got to take care of that real quick. This hour we're being brought to you by Denver Autos. Contact Gonzalo at 303-430-1333 or 303-573-1333. They got two locations to serve you. Actually, three locations to serve you. 6570 North Federal, 5400 North Federal, and of course, they're always open online at denverautostore.com. And also at the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 Denver locations to serve you. No reason to go walking through wintertime all white and pasty. You need to get a tan. Check them out at atbtanning.com. And of course, the big news, and this one's blowing my mind, A, because I can't participate. MSC Radio Networks, both our stations are holding a contest starting tomorrow. I don't know what the details are. We're going to find them out.
That's when the details come out.
The details come out tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Okay. Basically, the long and short of it is some listener to the network is going to get a trip for two to Las Vegas.
Viva, which I find incredibly Las exciting. Vegas. Incredibly exciting.
That was my really horrible Elvis.
I'll work up an Elvis impersonation for later in the show.
All right.
I got to get my jumpsuit out. Oh. You like the incredible pause? That came, everybody was
so
like, that's
is
a
it
terrible
white
idea.
And covered with bedazzlement?
Yes.
Yes.
Strangely. How did you know?
Wonderful.
Basically like the rest of my wardrobe.
Yes. Sequined and frills.
Yes. Sequined and frills. I'm all about the frills.
There you go. All right, so we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome Sandy.
Yes. Hi, Todd. Hey, Todd.
Hey, Sandy, how are you?
Pretty good.
Do you prefer Sandy or Sandra?
Most people call me Sandy, but
I'm good with
that. I try it, Sandra.
Well, Sandra's a little more formal, and I can see why you post your poetry over it, but Sandy, I like it. It's more of like a family name.
You're right.
No,
I go by either. Most Sandy.
Now, Sandy, what you sent in a couple poems this week. What would you like me to read? Inside My Heart Are Dreams or one called Bedazzled? It's up to you.
Inside My Dreams.
All right. Are you ready?
Ready.
All right. This is Inside My Head, or Inside, I'm sorry. I'll do better here, Sandy. Inside My Heart Are Dreams by Sandra Reynolds. I found among my many dreams a smile and lips that seemed to say the words of love, or so it seems. My heart just leaped and let out screams. Inside it beats a different way. I found among my many dreams so many hopes reflected gleams, just glimpses that never say the words of love, or so it seems. I've heard them all before, it seems. Inside my heart is where they stay. I found among my many dreams. It may be just my wildest schemes, but happiness may come someday. The words of love, or so it seems. A smile and lips with brilliant beams, that's all it was, I dream all day. I found among my many dreams the words of love, or so it seems.
Nice.
Now that was by
Sandy.
Yes, that was by Sandy, or officially Sandra Reynolds. A beautiful piece. And, you know, Sandy, you're such a contributor to our show. Thank you so much for being a part of this.
Well, you read so well, Michael.
Thank you.
It took years of schooling, but we got him trained right.
No, I think I'm reading very very well-written words, so thank you, Sandy.
Thank you so much.
Sandy, thank you, and don't stop calling our show. Don't stop submitting stuff for our show, okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
If you want to call in like Sandy, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. That was from Ms. Sandra Reynolds, who sent in poetry, but she calls in as well. We'll have another one from her a little bit later. However, we have a special guest in the studio.
Exactly. Our returning guest with poetry for us, Anya.
How are you, Anya?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing good.
You can bring the microphone closer to you if you'd like.
Okay. So, this poem's called Obscurity. Her fingers bind my soul. She tells us it's not right. She whispers in my head, "You've got to save them." But from what? She pulls me deep inside my mind, tells me things that none others can see. I feel her grip tightening, and I can't tell the difference from what is real and what is not. She tells me, "Beware." That is what I fear, though it is not what I should fear. She opens my eyes, and the cloud that covered my vision lifts. "You see," she whispers, "this is the world you live in. You fear what is not meant to be feared. You fear what is beneath your bed, or fear what is in the closet. But what is to be feared are all the faces all around you."
Nice. Very well done.
Yes.
So I got to ask, who do you consider poetic influences on your life?
A lot of people, but I don't really mention them.
Okay. But do you read other poets and emulate styles, or do you just write what comes from your heart?
I write what comes from my heart.
And that's such a cool thing about poetry as well. I mean, you can take it one way or another, but poetry specific, almost more, because I come from music as well, where inevitably you will have some sort of influence from something. But with poetry, you actually can just go directly from your heart and just let it kind of fall as it will, which is cool. And it sounds very good when you do it, Anya. So
very well
thank
done.
You again for
thank
being
you.
Here.
All right. So we're being told that we do need to take a break. You're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life. And we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Introducing the all-new Slim Ambition 8-Week Total Body Transformation Program. Finally, an answer to losing that fat.
My name is Tammy, and I want to tell you about my total body transformation. Back in January, I started a series of treatments at Slim Ambition. And here I am, 7 months later, 47 pounds lighter, 5 inches smaller around the waist, and 60 points lower in cholesterol. When I first walked into Slim Ambition, I was a little skeptical, but I was proven wrong. Mark and his team are great to work with. The staff is super friendly and so helpful. I knew the program was working when I got to go shopping for a whole new wardrobe twice. What I like best about Slim Ambition is that not only did it transform my body, it transformed my confidence, my health, and my life. Sign up now for the 8-week body transformation. Get the tools you need to finally succeed. 24 treatments, meal plan, unlimited access to cardio equipment. More importantly, support and accountability to help you reach your ultimate goals. Call today to book your free consultation, 566-7307.
At the Beach Tanning Salon, 31 locations in the Denver metro area. Go to kzkoradio.com to enter to win a $30 gift card to At the Beach, atbtanning.com.
Is it ELO?
Bravo!
Thank you.
Really?
Wow.
Now, do you know why?
No. Please explain to me why we're playing ELO.
Yeah, why are we playing ELO?
It's one of their birthdays.
Okay, I said you need to have a very good reason for this.
Are you kidding me? It's ELO!
It's kind of like playing Parliament P-Funk. No matter what day you play it on, some member's got that birthday.
Exactly.
No.
No.
Sorry.
No.
Okay. All right.
Just say no.
Just say no
to the ELO.
That's the short form by J. Todd Underhill.
Oh, my. Try to figure out what he was saying with that beep there.
Good evening.
Good evening, Steve.
How are we?
Oh, we're doing much better now that you're on the line. We kind of, you know, missed you last week.
Thank you, but you really do need to get out more.
You know, this is the only time of the week I'm allowed out, and once again, my wife still thinks I'm on bowling league.
And she is the only person not listening to the show.
Pretty much.
Well, I tell you, I missed you guys too, but I'm not going to say that.
Why stroke our ego?
Thank you. Well, yeah. No, I think it's good that we act very stoic and keep the very, you know, kind of a blue collar grip on our emotions here.
Well, I meant to call in last week. However, my normal 1 hour ride from Manhattan ended up being over 3.5 hours.
Oof.
And yeah.
Nothing makes you realize you're a middle-aged guy, like sitting on the West Side Highway, not moving for 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
Probably a practice in meditation.
No, there was much use of Anglo-Saxonism that people in the cars ahead of me.
Very good.
But we digress.
Yes.
If I may, I would like to do one original, and then in honor of the holiday Monday, I would like to do a cover of a piece written by Joyce Kilmer a few months before he died in the service of his nation during World War I.
All right.
Okay. For Veterans Day, I will start with the Kilmer piece. It is called Rouge Bouquet, and it was actually written to commemorate an event where members of his regiment were killed, and its first public reading was over their graves. Rouge Bouquet. In a wood they call the Rouge Bouquet, there is a new man-made grave today, built by never a spade nor pick, yet covered with earth 10 meters thick. There lie many fighting men, dead in their youthful prime, never to laugh nor love again, nor taste the summertime. For death came flying through the air, and stopped his flight at the dugout stair, touched his prey and left them there, clay to clay. He hid their bodies stealthily. In the soil of the land they fought to free and fled away. Now over their grave, abrupt and clear, three volleys ring, and perhaps their brave young spirits hear the bugles sing. Go to sleep, go to sleep. Slumber well where the shell screamed and fell. Let your rifles rest on the muddy floor. You will not need them anymore. Danger's past, now at last, go to sleep. And up to heaven's doorway floats from the wood called Rouge Bouquet a delicate cloud of bugle notes that softly say, farewell, farewell. Comrades true, born anew, peace to you. Your souls shall be where the heroes are, and your memory shine like the morning star. Brave and dear, shield us here. Farewell. That is for all. To all who served so that we could have our Friday nights like this.
Yes.
And now after going from that, I shall lower the quality.
And now
greatly.
For something completely different.
Completely different. It's 10 p.m. time for the penguin on your telly to explode.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Wait, that happens to more than just me? If I stopped watching television at 10 p.m.
Oh, dear God, we are a strange
crew. We are a strange crew, aren't
that
we?
Is confirmed, yes.
This one is called The Falling Back of Time. Each autumn I wind back the stem of my watch to receive a second chance, one sacred hour retrieved from memory to be lived again, an opportunity to amend the past, a chance to fall back, to fall back. But where is the stem that winds back the years, the stem that allows a revision of my life, to say those missed farewells, to savor moments unrecognized as they pass, to seize the opportunities unseen at the time, to fall back, to fall back. Where is the stem that allows me to see the places lost and touch those now gone to memory, to fall back, to fall back? Where is the stem to reverse the flow, to allow me to float upstream along the river of time, to relive, to remember, to fall back, there is no such stem and the current does not change. I drift forward down the stream, occasionally glancing at the unchanging bank behind, and glide along, and glide along.
Nice. Very well done.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That did not lower the bar at all. In fact, I was thinking during the whole thing that it's never too late to change course of career and do a spoken word art as your career, my friend.
I There are some of my clients who have suggested that over the years, and I'm not sure how to take that.
Well, that would depend. Are you making a good living as a lawyer?
I was going to say, you almost redeemed yourself for the, your career, Steve.
For your career, yes. There you go.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. Gentlemen, as always, thank you for the show. Thank you for everything you do for the community. And I look forward to hearing the rest of the show and speaking with you next week.
Excellent. Thank you, Steve. Great. And thank you for enduring that long commute last week.
All right.
The dude endures.
Yes.
Or abides.
Abides.
I blew the line.
Steve, thank you again, man. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, if you want to call in like Steve, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303, as if you haven't heard it enough tonight, 303-386-3598. I can finally do it without looking at the number.
That's cool.
It's become a habit, though.
It took me one commercial break.
But it's only that's because it's looking, when you don't look at the number, it's right there on your screen. So, I mean, from the
Mitten
State,
no?
Yeah.
No, okay. It's really not.
Oh, all right.
All right. So we do have another poem by Anya that's going to be shared. Yes? No? Awesome.
Called Before. Before I met you, things were perfect. Before I met you, my life was happy. Before I met you, I wasn't slipping away. Before I met you, I had what belonged to me. Before I met you, I was alive. Before I met you, my world was blind. Before I met you, I let things slide. Before I met you, I was pure good. Before I met you, I never understood. Before I met you, I never knew what it was like to lose everything. Before I met you, I was a flower, drifting away peaceful in the quiet summer breeze. Before I met you, I was innocent. Before I met you, I danced in the night, the trees whispering to me. Before I met you, it was the day that was free.
Nice. Well done.
It's really cool having you here.
Yes, always.
Cool. Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
And we're planning for what, March now? The next visit? So, all right, we do have another caller on the line. Please welcome, calling from the Mitten State, he is Dennis.
Hello, J-Tot.
Hello, my brother. How are you?
I'm doing real well. I'd like to also say hello to Michael.
Hello,
and
sir.
Welcome back, Anya. It's good to have you back.
Yes.
It's always good to have her in the studio. She's, once again, like a rose between all the thorns that we've got here.
Yes, and she's a lovely reader of poetry, and she's doing great tonight as she did last time. Thanks for having her back on.
I got to say, she's the future of spoken word art.
Oh, yes, she is. I have a poem. Actually, it's a trio of rectameters.
Okay.
I'd like to share with you this evening. The first one, the title is Within. It goes like this. Within, the child cowers. A fetal pose assumed, overwhelmed by senseless killing. Religious zealots, the curse of nations. Hope, resolution futile. Peace, a concept of fools. Thus, I retreat within.
Right on.
Wow.
The second one, the title is Breezes. Breezes, once directing my aimless wanderings, 'twas tossed about by windy whims. But you taught me how to harness such gales, given me strength to chart my course in a purposeful path, filling my sails, breezes.
Nice.
Always a strong showing, Dennis.
And number three. The title is Mirror. Mirror, reflecting glass, echoing what it sees, shows neither favor nor malice, reserves all judgment for the beholder. Blamed often for unkind visions, praised when beauty is found, silent witness, mirror.
Nice.
Thank you.
Dennis, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on our show.
And I appreciate having the opportunity and allowing to be one of the poets to get to share their voice and their poetry in this fine venue. It's a wonderful thing for us, and we'd like to thank you all.
Thank you. Thank you for your long-time support. What, week two you were on board, and you've just been singing our praises to poets all along, trying to get them to call in and listen along.
And we may have a few new ones I've promoted, but we'll have to see how the night plays out. I'll get off the line, and I'd say God bless you all.
Excellent. Thank you, Dennis. If you want to call in like Dennis, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we're getting to a time where we need to take a break.
Yeah, but before we do that, we have to tell them again. Tomorrow the details break on this contest.
I know you're really excited about this.
I am, because
he's pumped, people.
I love Las Vegas.
Do you love Las Vegas? Why haven't we been to Las Vegas?
I don't know. Well, exactly. there was half Squatch's bad Elvis impersonation.
I'll save mine for the last right. segment.
Phantom's got to do it next time. So
okay.
All right. So you're listening to KZKO The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Get great protection for your wireless devices. Go to mytechdefense.com. They will protect, repair, and personalize your smartphones, tablets, laptops, and more. You can choose any design you want, and they will transfer your phone or tablet to reflect that favorite of yours. Contact them at mytechdefense.com or click on the link on kzkoradio.com. Get protected. Tech Defense, protecting MSC every day.
World Poetry Open Mic proudly presents this KZKO Poetry Moment.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it. All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with my brand new invention. Something grabs a hold of me tightly. Flow like a harpoon. Daily and nightly. Will it ever stop? Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights, and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock the mic like a vandal. Light up on stage and wax a chump like a candle.
This KZKO Poetry Moment brought to you by the fine people at World Poetry Open Mic. Heard right here each and every Friday from 8 until 9 p.m. World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Pocket Coupon Directory. Savings on food, fine dining, home, personal needs, and much more. DailyPocketDeals.com.
No, it is not.
Gordon Lightfoot's new electronic album.
Not quite.
They sure like those minor thirds.
Stop as he dropped this bomb. Blow up this place like another Vietnam. Oh, I know. That's like Vanilla Ice. Back up, son. Give me
room. Give me room. Really?
Like with Bloodhound Gang.
That's crazy. Okay, so when I was 17, Vanilla Ice was going on a small tour. And a friend of mine and I thought it would be hilarious to get tickets to this thing. So we bought tickets. We even made a gigantic papier-mâché head of Vanilla Ice and put on top of his mom's minivan.
Oh, no.
We went down there and we found out we were the only two tickets that had sold for the show.
Oh.
I was depressed.
Did he show up?
No.
Wherever there is more than one person gathered for the purpose of music, Vanilla Ice will be there.
I hope so.
It's kind of like the Three Amigos.
Exactly. Speaking of that, Vanilla Ice had a concert in Utah like 2 years ago.
Really?
And he was paired with MC Hammer.
No, that's perfect. That's a perfect bill, actually.
Yeah.
I wanted to see MC Hammer when he was in town a few weeks ago.
I missed him?
I missed MC Hammer. Taste of Colorado. We do poetry on this show. Right now, we sound kind of like a really bad public access show right now.
All right.
Mel, can you save us?
Hello there.
Please save us, Mel. This is really getting this is getting ridiculous.
How are you?
We're doing very well, thank you. How about you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Excellent.
I do have a poem when you're ready.
I'm always ready for your poetry, Mel.
Ready now?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. It's called Nature's Lyric. Whirling winds orchestrate sounds of leaves clapping their hands, rustling, resonating within me each spring, each autumn in woods where I bask in glories of greens to amber, gold, russet, browns, titillating my senses of lilies, roses, to pungent fall aromas. Silhouetted upon tangerine sky, evening symphonies of the trees, less dramatic than earlier this day, still hold me sway in nature's way. Reluctant to leave, I touch roughened bark, lean into 75-year-old trunk, wonder how many others have done the same, wish to remain. It's why I came. That's it.
Well done.
Excellent, Mel.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I might have a short one.
Oh,
that's fine.
Let's see where. Okay. Oh, Your Cologne, it's called.
All right.
It's a short one. In a golden field of sunflowers, refreshed by falling showers, I find myself bemusing the time you and I stepped in rhyme to tunes of throbbing hearts of all that love ever imparts. How lovely is the very thought that you and I had long sought to rekindle the passion we knew, beginning again, refreshed anew. Now I walk windy willows alone, recalling the scent of your cologne.
Nice.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
You've got
I hope
both the studio.
You're all having a lovely evening.
Oh, we are.
Good. Thank you for permitting me to recite my poetry.
Oh, thank you for doing it.
And I love your show. Tonight I can hear you loud and clear.
Excellent.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Mel.
Take care.
We'll hear from you next week?
Yes.
Awesome. If you want to call in like Mel, give us a call, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. However, we do have a member of our crew that we need to kind of address briefly. We usually do this once an episode.
Okay.
So I'm trying out different intros here. You ready? Let's see if this works. This might not work because I wrote it in 2 minutes during the break. In the darkness between shadow and a dream, there lies a master from parts unseen. Encased in halls of marble and alabaster dwells the spirit of a certain haiku master.
Whoa!
He's a haiku master!
With the most ridiculous theme song.
And the biggest ego, because he just cranked that through the roof.
I know, it's pretty amazing. He wanted
we
to make sure you all heard
master.
It.
You don't need to throw it at us.
Actually, you know what? I noticed he's being kind of angsty. Maybe he was just trying to distort it.
There you go.
That would explain the flannel shirt.
Yes, and the beard. And he's looking at his shoes.
Okay, let's move on.
All right.
All right, so, as you know, every week, the haiku master sits down, meditates for 10 hours, and then writes 3 haiku. He doesn't say what the subject is. He just writes them. And so it's up to you. You can send it to us. You know, if you think you know what the subject is, put it on Facebook. Send it to us on worldpoetryopenmic.net. But here is the first. Incredibly easy to pronounce this one. I appreciate this, haiku master. Zurich, Switzerland, Freudian psychiatrist, Klexography art. That's number one. Thank you. Number two, abdominal trauma death, ambiguous designer, Kerner's poem book.
All right.
Okay. And three, resourceful, willful, opaque fabric covers face, Jackie Earle Haley.
I have no clue what those are about.
You know why? Because this is at a high level. This is an advanced level that can only be reached by a 28th level haiku master.
All right.
I call you the haiku master.
Great.
You know what? I want a theme song this ridiculous that plays every time I walk in a room or walk out of it.
Hi-ya.
There can only be one.
I got to say, you do have a theme song that plays, that's ridiculous, that plays every time you walk in. Every time you walk in the door, I hear S-A-T-U-R-D-A-Y, night.
Really? I thought Rock Me Amadeus was my theme song, but okay.
All right. And he just cracked up the Asquatch.
Which is a rare occurrence, by the way.
Yes. He rarely laughs.
Now, Miss Anya, can you save us from ourselves, please? Because apparently we're having some problems this week.
All right.
She's like, nothing's that good.
This poem is called Forget Me. Forget me when I leave because I never stay long. Forget me when I leave because this pain has gotten too strong. Forget me when I leave because I'd never been there in the first place. Forget me when I leave because something always erases me. Forget me when I leave because I'll never haunt your dreams. Forget me when I leave because you remember I was there. I would never have existed. Forget me when I leave because to you I was just a nightmare.
Nice.
Very good.
Well done, Anya.
Thank you, Anya.
Way to overcome the technical glitch. I saw it happen. Very well done.
Now, we also have a caller right now. Would you like to introduce him, sir?
Yes, actually, I would like to introduce him. Please welcome, all the way from Michigan, he is Chris.
Hey, how you doing, J-Todd?
I'm doing good, brother. Man, we haven't talked in, like, what, a couple days?
No, at least. Yes. At least. Still working on that thing.
Oh.
It's been interesting. I needed to get back to you on it, so I'll get you later.
I'm home all weekend.
Oh, okay, cool. Got a couple for you if you're wanting to hear them.
Love to hear them, brother.
Excuse me. I gotta get a headset for this song. It's ridiculous. Feeling the echoes. Do you read silently or allow your mind's voice to echo the words? Or is it that you speak them aloud to find the flavor, spirit, rhythm, tonal? And heart contained within. Do you feel the heartbeat and your heart beat as each word follows its gentle path through the night and the day till it reaches within you and lightly touches? And when you reach the last word, do you realize it wasn't the last at all? 'Twas but a pause as my eyes continued their gaze. Yours. Anyway, that was that.
Nice. I like that one.
And this one, you'll appreciate. You listen close now, J-Todd.
All right.
I can't believe. Say what? Wow. Whoa. Man, that's just, I don't have the words to. You, sir, are so. So many paws look seemingly fall from their chairs. At least they said so. ROTFLOL does mean that, right? Or stand speechless. Or say nothing at all. A lot of those. But return again and again. Some applaud, even to the point of emoticons, carefully selected. To show presence and approval. And occasionally a word is said by someone whose very presence leaves me speechless and childlike and fidgety, knowing I'm not that good, that to be even on the same page as their comment, damn, when that happens, life is good. Know what I mean? I even get asked, how does your mind work? And all I can really say is, barely. I thought you'd appreciate that.
I did. And I've got to say, I feel that way when you comment on my poetry, that my poetry doesn't even need to be on the same page as your comment.
Yep. That was a good one to say thank you to all the people that listen to us.
Yes, thank you to anybody that supports poetry as an art form, the performers, the listeners, everybody that likes it. And thank you, Chris, for calling our show. Don't ever stop, because you are a spoken word artist extraordinaire.
We play, but that's the fun of it. It's not just us. It's everybody has that ability inside.
Yes.
Just like, no, just let it out. Don't be afraid. You know, try it. You like it. It's fun.
It is. It's all about having fun, brother.
You got it.
Hanging out with your family and having fun.
Well, you guys take care. I'm sure you got some more people that want to speak up, and I need to hear them.
Excellent. I like listening.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay. Well, you guys take care of tonight. Have fun.
Thanks for calling, Chris.
Thank you, sir.
If you want to call in like Chris, like any of our other callers, if you're new and haven't given it a try, call us, share some poetry. It's real easy, 303-386-3598.
That's 303-386-3598. The phone is ringing. That's awesome.
That is.
In the meantime, I actually have something really short from Sandra Reynolds. I can read a second one.
All right.
Okay?
All
right. This one's called Bedazzled. Bedazzled jewels that glistens bright and catch a little girl's delight. Her eyes are lit with sparkles too, like gems with glowing lights of blue. In dreams she knows there come a day when diamonds, pearls, and jade display. The key that locks her heart is true, like gems with glowing lights of blue. Among the treasures she'll receive, just one she'll love and never leave. What future holds is still the clue, like gems with glowing lights of blue.
Nice, Sandra, again, bringing it.
Exactly. So that's Bedazzled by Sandra Reynolds, who we read a little bit earlier tonight as well, and it's a regular
and we got
contributor.
To hear from.
I know, isn't that great?
Tonight. That's
so
awesome.
Cool. So cool. Thank you, Sandra.
Excellent. So, are we going to do Anya? You're conducting the ceremony. All right, Anya, do you
guys
want to read another poem?
You guys are telling me to steal first and third at the same time. Get it together, will you?
Stop coming to me
for all the answers.
But the thing is I know you are the one that could do that.
And knock out the pitcher while you're running between first and third.
Wow, guys.
With your bow staff.
My ego is now like 70 times bigger than it already was.
Which is pretty big because it barely fit in the studio to begin with.
Oh. Anya, please save us from ourselves. Do you have another poem for us?
Yes, I do. This one is called Destruction. Black oceans, dark waters, gray skies, fire burning, the night by, rising chaos, blood rivers, moonless nights, fallen stars, fear rousing, useless fables, evil rules, days are numbered, death is near, red hearts, stone tables, mighty people, closed doors, light fades, no emotions, pointless disarray, nothingness overcomes, lost souls, stolen victims, forgotten promises, land destroyed, burning hopelessness, no tears sheds, temptation deprives, wordless silence, shattered friendships, no reasons why, wounds unhealed, freedom fallen, twisted angels, dying love, nothing else to try. Bitter emotions, voiceless songs, hidden deaths forevermore, ice shields and crowded nowhere, torn disillusions, abandoned hopes, neither care, broken hearts ripped in time, raging hell. Nothing else exists, religion corrupted, mindless games, sweet lies, and endless sorrow, now and forever.
Well done. While you're reading that one, I got to say, this is what impresses me about you, is you're doing at a much younger age what I started to do in my 20s. I didn't have the confidence to do this type of show or to stand up in public and read my poetry. And you're just letting it fly, letting it hang out there for everybody to see. And that makes me feel good.
Well, that's actually, and that really is the step of being a poet, right? Because there's, and I think we talked about this very briefly when you were on last time too, but you know, you sitting there and writing poetry makes you a poet, but by virtue of you being able to do that, you almost kind of are, or at least in some way, obligated to share it with the world.
Exactly. And you know, it took until 2008 for someone to coach me to actually share my poetry with the world.
Which is a really sad story, which
yes.
She should never tell you that story.
All right. But we do have a caller on the line. Please welcome He is 59 this time, Mr.
59.
Jack.
What's going on, guys?
It's near freezing in Texas.
I'm telling you what, I've got the parka on and some long johns, and the dogs are sitting on my feet, so I think I'll be okay.
They sell parkas in Texas?
No.
I'm just joking with you. Windbreakers.
Windbreakers. Oh, okay. Oh, that is serious then.
Hey, first off, I want to say hello to Anna. Hi there, Anna. I'm Jack. Haven't had the pleasure before, but you sound great tonight. And I think she did a fantastic job. What do you think?
I think so.
I think she's doing really well. What do you think, Anya? All right.
You're welcome. And number two, I just want to give a shout-out. Our friend Frida is completely under the weather. Been feeling bad for a couple of weeks now. And I just want to say, hey, you know, we hope you feel better. And I'm actually going to dedicate the poems that I read tonight to her, if that's okay with you.
That'd be more than okay. Frida, you need to get better, and you need to call our show and share a piece.
There you go. Okay, well, let me share these with you. This poem is called Choices. Okay? Shadows move on sheetrock barriers framed in time of late. Spaces filled with unknown visions dance about with feet of clay. Gowns of nightmare carpetbaggers thunder on the floor. Drippings in a mist of nervous breath blanket my safe haven, and the sounds scream in voices of past mishaps. Lost in lonely corridors, wailing on aching skylights, permitting barely a moon glow somed echo of their meaning. In songs from a distance of pleading skeletal desire, I fear, for I have no choice. Doorways yawn in weary ovations. Slanted photos dot the landscape. Windows prove little relief from the cold as heat pierces my cavities. Gaping wounds of frail memories clutch at my last ounce, measuring the words I am reading. Taking a breath, sweet, stagnant. Clawing for an exit only to find it has stood before me all along. Baby steps, I have been told. Find that trust, slowly. Make sure. Reach out for the hand offered of a dreamscape message. I fear, for I have no choice. Eyes so tired, weeping pools out of focus since that day open, as if sunflowers float on silken wings and glorious becomes an understood word. Slowly and tentatively, blinking sorrow's pathway free to lead me to you. The imprint of that butterfly marks my palm in red lines of love, mapping my skin with a long-awaited smile. Dry lips curve as I take your hand, trusting for the very first time, realizing the feeling which has finally set me free. I no longer fear, for I have a choice.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
Very well done, my friend.
59, it was amazing.
Hey, and I have one more short one, if that's okay.
Sure. Of course, always.
This was actually a collaboration that I wrote with Frida.
All right.
And this one is called Exposing Love. Moon glow confetti and tea leaf decisions. Sky writing written in ginger stardust. Creamsicle cosmos, a swirl of affection. Burnished songbirds sing in the key of destiny. Low-hanging fruit drips of endless day nectar. Drizzling sweet messages of serendipity. Drenching your lips, your taste effervescent. Lingering on a relished brink of aromatic happenstance. Longing grips this heart in desired definitions. Words defined in braille still undecipherable. Blinded by your essence, my fingers search the meaning. Kismet speaks the language of secrets little known or unexposed. In a whispered voice that only love could translate.
Nice. Frida, you need to get better.
I'm telling you, she needs to get better.
You need to get better and call our show and share some of your amazing poetry. I've been seeing it on Writer's Cafe.
As she's a pretty amazing poet.
Yes.
As are everyone who calls into the show. Chris, all those guys, bravo.
Exactly. I mean, and to be honest, I was thinking about it today, how we can improve our listenership, and I figured it out.
How's
figured
that?
Out how we're going to do that. All right, so everybody that's hearing this right now needs to get one friend to listen to the show. And if you all do that, then we'll double our listenership or triple it.
Hey, there you go. And you know what? I have one friend, so I'll fit in real well on that deal.
I was going to say, how much does that cost you? Your friendship dues have got to be through the roof.
Well, you know, I can't stay on the air. You know, we'll discuss it later.
We'll discuss it later.
Fair enough.
All right. Thank you for calling in, Jack.
All right, guys. Thanks a lot.
If you want to call in like Jack, like any of our other callers, give us a call, 303-386-3598. It's not too late to
That's
be a
right.
caller for us.
And give us a call, 303-386-3598. We're going to need to go to a quick break, I believe, right?
Yes.
But the rest of the show, it's amazing. The future's so bright, I feel like I'm wearing a terrible pair of sunglasses right now.
You are wearing a terrible pair of sunglasses.
They're not right mine. Now. They're not mine. Let's go to break.
All right, you're listening to KZKO, The Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life, and we are World Poetry Open Mic, the next evolution in poetry radio.
Come to At the Beach, your tanning superstore, and get your tan on with 5 freaking levels of tanning. If UV rays aren't your thing and you need a sunless solution, try Mystic Tan or Versa Spa Spray Tanning or any one of our California Tan indoor tanning lotions. They're ridiculously convenient with over 70 tanning salons in Colorado, Kansas, California, and Oklahoma. And tanning will take no freaking time at all because they have a ton of tanning beds and no wait. Go to KZKO Radio to enter to win a freaking $30 card at the beach. You have no excuse to be pale. At the beach, get your tan on. Essex Motors, located on 131 South Main Street in Longmont, Colorado, 80501. Contact Mike or Ray at 303-678-0300. EssexMotorsLLC.com. My Mom's Pies, located in Niwot on 201 Murray Street. Give them a call at 303-652-6667 or check out their website, mmpies.com.
Bright city, bright light city. Gonna set my soul, gonna set my soul on fire. Got a whole lot of money that's ready to burn, so get those stakes up higher. There's 1,000 pretty women waiting out there, and they're all living devil may care. And I'm just the devil with love to share. Viva Las Vegas. Viva Las Vegas. That wasn't creepy.
Well, that was kind of creepy. I did. On the fringe there, my friend.
On the fringe.
And the reason why you're reading that is tomorrow all the details get released on this huge contest that our network is having.
There's a lot of details, but I will say, I bet you somewhere, somehow, those details include you and someone else going to Las Vegas and having an awesome trip there.
Partying like a rock star.
Or like a radio contest winner.
Partying like a radio contest winner. I wonder, and I'm kind of speculating here, I'm not guaranteeing anything. I wonder if they're going to give some gambling cash, too.
I don't know.
That'd be awesome.
But they'll just have to listen and tune in tomorrow.
They have to listen. We don't know, guys. So
we don't know.
We did not just give anything away. We have no idea.
Our boss just threw this at us and said, read this, and you get nothing else. No other details. And I'm like, damn it.
I'm used to having my boss say, you get nothing else. Nothing more.
Yes.
Usually after I've done something wrong.
So, all right. So, we do have a caller on the line, or are we doing Anya?
Let's go with Anya first, actually, for again.
All right. So, Anya's got another poem for us. All right. So, we're going to do the caller instead. Tate?
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you tonight?
Oh, you know, situation normal, all fouled up.
Yes, story of my life. You know, I never can remember which ones I've read to you and which ones I haven't, so I'll take a shot in the dark tonight. And can I read you two of them?
Of course you can.
All right. The first one I'm going to read you was about my father. He's had a couple of heart attacks, you know. But the funny thing is, when he has these things, he's racing horses, and he'll he'll get off the horse and after the race, hang up the lines and drop over dead right in front of the ambulance.
What?
And they always bring, they just keep bringing him back. And I finally, I convinced him that he needed to retire. So he did. And while he's sitting in the hospital, we had this little talk that I call the Reaper.
All right.
I stopped to see my father today as he lay on his third deathbed. As the Reaper visited three times before, but my father refused to play dead. Son, he said, come sit with me, for I feel it my duty to tell. It's not that I found heaven, but moreover, I didn't find hell. I suppose when a man nears his end and he fears for his immortal soul, my father thought the sins of his youth might reap him a horrible toll. But to all of us who have known success from labors and pains endured, it isn't the end that fills our hearts, it's by the journey that we are cured. For a man knows nothing if not that, as he learns from life's long way. Through troubles faced and overcome, strength of character grows each day. My father's greatest mistake in life was thinking we were just here for him. Leaving nothing of substance behind, the prospects of a future were grim. For it doesn't matter which God you believe or which heaven your bus runs to. If you grow your faith in your fellow man, perhaps he could go there too.
All right. I got to say, I was kind of off guard when you said, oh, my father had a couple of heart attacks.
Oh, he's got a pacemaker, and he's a cyborg now. He's got so much metal in him. He's had three heart attacks, I guess, now.
He is RoboJockey, coming soon to theaters near you.
Well, he's also diabetic, so every time they revive him, he comes up fighting. So every time he has one of these, they put boxing gloves on him and tie his hands down.
That's probably the smartest thing they could do.
Yeah, well, he's better now.
That's a good thing.
I thought I'd read you one called Foolishness.
All right.
Drink to man's lofty hopes, my friend. Think of ourselves as something great, where we pretend starvation's end as beauties walk and watch our gate. Fill the glass and drink your repose. We were both good sinners as well, living our lives as we suppose, one foot in heaven and one in hell. Wine is better for us than bran. It takes the bitter from the scorn. With each drink grows a bigger man, each bottle down, and one is born. We tip the glass to innocence as the light reflected each face, circling embers in suspense around the campfires of our race. So take the cheer and fill it up as masters of the universe, and think it not on empty cup nor on brothers with empty purse. May God forgive our foolishness. We talked of many things that night, but what we lacked was love's caress and the cheer of child within our sight. Thinking we were not life's keeper, we never worried on their end, for why would we fear the reaper, nor did we help a single friend. Don't wait till your life is all done to learn the lessons of a fool. Know the rewards of self are none, where love of others is the rule.
Well done, Tate.
As always.
Hope you're having fun tonight.
We are. We're having a blast. I'm so glad everybody's calling in and sharing their poetry. I mean, literally, this is the capper on my work week and how I unwind for the weekend, and I am so very blessed.
Yeah, you are. Great show, Go. I love this show.
Excellent. Thank you for being a part of it for so long, brother.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, if you want to call in like Tate, I think we have time for one more.
Well, yes. You have time for one more.
One more. All right. So we're going
to. In the studio, one more.
In the studio, one more. We're going to go to Anya like we had planned before. Anya, you got one more poem before us before we leave?
Yep. Yes, I do.
All right.
It's called All Around Me. Flawlessly, endlessly, I seem to feel that light that surrounds me until I wake up and look at that sky. Deadly, sinful. Everything seems to be crumbling, and I can't stop it. Hurtful, painful, fear that never stops, fear that destroys all. Fearful, hateful, I can feel it all around me, drowning me in sorrow. Sadness, emptiness, nothing is beautiful anymore. Everyone just stands there, freedom, liberty. But what is freedom when you're buried 15 feet underground, dying and hoping to be free again? All around me I see death, and I see nothing but lost chances, nothing but more empty graves to be filled. Regret, anger, the passion that will destroy us all.
Wow. And that is a great way to leave us, just wanting more for, say, around March, April-ish.
Yep.
We'll work on the date. Okay. We'll hammer it out later. All right, so you've been listening to World Poetry Open Mic. We are the Next Evolution Poetry Radio. We want to, before we go off the air, say thank you to MSC Radio Network, who's having that fabulous contest for two listeners to go to...
Where are they going?
Las Vegas.
What? Las Vegas?
Las Wages, Nevada.
No, not Las Wages.
All right.
Las Vegas. You can win.
Yeah, you're gonna want to tune in tomorrow.
That becomes a joke. It just hangs in the air there.
Exactly. You're going to want to tune in tomorrow for all the details. I don't know exactly what the prize package is, but I can guarantee you this. MSC Network is behind it, and it's going to be damn cool. All right. Thank you to Robert, and thank you to Corey. Thank you to all the MSC family for having us here. I am, alas, out of coffee, so the poetry must end. Once again, you're listening to KZKO, the Vibe, a progressive broadcast for your modern life.
Out on the scene today, blasted in every way, got you caught on the other side. Some things you just can't hide, feel the poison of changing me. All that I'll ever be comes back crushing on into me. Here it comes again. Black box and it came out great.